We're going to go and daf Masechta Devarim Mitzvah daf Kuf Yud. We're going to have a base. We're going to test Malta. We're going to give Malta a subject when he's a name. He says, "Ba'adam is al kinyanu." He thought to say that we pay them out with a piece of the property itself. Which Tosfos says, "It's a wonder because keeping the time of the Aliyah same lovely raya." You tell me the reason why the onus of proof is on the orphan Mishum Shakarka Becheskes Bal Hakoy, because we say it's command the gobi. It's the property is already in the possession of the creditor. Well, behind you, that's because Kesha Asa Paitiki, because you made the field in Tapaitiki, the mask of the Gemara comes out. And again, if that's the case, it's like essentially going to someone else's field, because it's really Vachais, but not to Lashon B'Shus, and you plant it without permission. The Pshita, well, there it's obvious, Lashon B'Kuf HaKarka, as a Shavach, you don't take the improvement that you did from the property itself. So of course, the orphan shouldn't. No, the Kimachaya Karka Bhaskal Bim Tilo, because ultimately the property was originally in the father's possession. But then Lyotim Shuson and really never went out of his possession practically yet. So a difumir the techabera, it's a little bit better than someone who goes into his friend's field but not Shabashus and plants without permission. Therefore maybe he does get from the property itself to orphans. Or Inami, another person you could say is Biyard Techabere. Maybe actually when you do go into someone else's field, Nami, Hoya Sabra, maybe the Gemara did think. The Masikin Nibara, that you do actually pay him out with the property itself, and therefore the Gemara then obviously thought the same thing would apply to the orphans. I think it says not to begin with the Gemara, Yotze Balayla, because at night time, the collection is for the whole night and the following whole day. And Mechim Bereisha, so too, previously, regarding Besach HaShayis, the Laila, when the guy was hired for a few hours at night time, Apesh Yotze Malachta, even though he left his work void Laila and there's still nighttime left. The collection is still the entire following day. Then other baltalan and don't violate that having left the payment throughout the night. Shachar, when it's the break of dawn. Why? Because the lina mashma being left overnight sounds like kol alayla, but you had the opportunity the whole night. But Bezeh, this guy is chirus regarding his hiring loylon kol alayla. You didn't leave it over the whole night because he was still working for some of the night. So these two halachas, that's the reason why. It extends till the following sunset. But then it's going to say, wait a sec, what do you do with the pasuk layolim the chelav chagi? Not to leave over the fats of the carbon shmeis chav gimel. Who by mara shach agreed that's automatically by the break of dawn. Shem hele murim agav mizbeach. That even if you had the sacrificial parts on mizbeach, with kilos alayim beginning of the night, breathing lefnei mara shach and you chug it down right before the break of dawn. If somebody it becomes invalid, with lina gedamim mizbeachim like mizbeachim mizbeachim enough to pay above menalav. But why? It wasn't on the floor the whole night. Since it was fit to sacrifice in the beginning of the night, it's considered being left overnight. Even if you took it off only right before the break of dawn, it's pushing it. When someone sanctifies his hands and his feet, or make here, and the water from the water basin, that by the break of dawn, even though you didn't start lina, el achat chil salayla, only let the guy did the trimat adeshin somewhat in the middle of the night. So it only started after the beginning of the night. And still you see lina is going to apply. That's the question, why is it different over here in the halacha baltalan of paying a worker on time?